true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me.
Welcome back to Microphone Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And I want to conclude on what I was talking about China, mainland communist China. They issued a threat the other day to Lithuania. Lithuania in Europe, one of our allies. Lithuania was part of Poland back in the 18th century and a strong ally of the West and the United States. And she said, and China said, we will consign you to the garbage heap of history. This is about Lithuania. The love of Pete. Love of Pete, Lithuania. Why? Because Lithuania has strengthened its ties to Taiwan, and China retaliates against anybody who has ties with Taiwan. They go to smaller countries like Nicaragua and threaten them economically, and so Nicaragua just turned over its Taiwanese consulate down there, the building that Taiwan used, to China. Lithuania doesn't put up with that kind of stuff. So China has the temerity to say, we're going to consign you to the garbage heap of history, really? They also said, when they asserted entitlement to the entire South China Sea, that one day we will take Australia. Make no mistake, the people of China are good people. This is not the China of 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago. This is not the China way back of Deng Xiaoping. This is a China that is as dangerous and repressive as it was 60 and 70 years ago. But back then, they didn't have the economic power. The good thing, I think, from my perspective, is that all of Asia is alarmed by them. Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines. And there's a network of supporters there that we can and are and will strengthen. Going to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, Ghislaine Maxwell, remember, she's the one that's on trial for facilitating the sexual abuse of teenage girls, kind of recruiting them. And that jury is in its third day. It finished its third day. There is no sign of a verdict. They sent some questions and requests to the trial judge. Questions and requests. One of the requests was for multicolored sticky notes. They're obviously taking exhibits and excerpts from depositions and putting sticky notes on, I don't know, what they believe, what they don't believe, what they think is important, what they think is not important, who knows. They asked for a definition of the word, quote, enticement, end quote, because she is accused of enticing these teenage girls into sexual relationships. And they asked a question on the law. The judge instructs juries on what the law is. The lawyers argue the facts. Then after the lawyers argue the facts, the judge instructs on the law. Sometimes the judge will instruct on the law first, and then the lawyers can play off of that, argue the facts back and forth. The judge, she did what I think is the right thing. She said, look, I just refer you back to my legal instructions. The jury is entitled to take those in writing into the jury room usually. And the judge has to be very careful not to try to put a thumb on the scales and so forth. But what this says to me, they finished their third day. There's no sign of a verdict. And the question is, convicting people of, like Ghislaine Maxwell, of felonies for essentially being a procuress, an enticer, that kind of thing, can be difficult for prosecutor, although essential. If she were male, she would be described as a pimp, but she is not, and so the jury is taking its time. What's going to happen there? What is going to happen there? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. There was so much evidence, and there's been so much discussion in the press about prominent figures who are tied up in this thing, that it's hard to believe that there won't be some consequence. On the other hand, take a look at Kyle Rittenhouse. They were out for 3 days, and I suspect what happened there is you had some weak jurors who caved at the end, who said, you know, you can't have a guy go and shoot, kill two people and shoot a third with an AR-15 in the streets of Kenosha and say he did nothing wrong. But you had a very bad judge, a broken down old crow, a political hack who should have been in retirement, never should have been permitted to handle that trial, put a thumb on the scales and kept chewing out the prosecution. And that got back to the jury, in my opinion. And then you had obviously people on the jury who, we are such a divided society that people thought, okay, good. Well, if Black Lives Matter, if any, should shoot as many people as he can. That's how disgusting and violent our society is. And there's no doubt in my mind that there were a couple of people on that jury who said, look, yeah, there's got to be some consequence. And they got beaten down because they were coming up on Thanksgiving. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, different. People not killed, but people emotionally killed, in a sense. And I'll tell you what, I don't know when this will be over. If the jury is split, if some of them are saying, I'm not going to convict her, that's a possibility. The other thing is, there are a lot of different counts. They may have agreed on a number of counts, and they're trying to wrap it up. That's another possibility. That's another possibility. But stand by. You're going to see this drifting along towards New Year's. Drift along towards New Year's. It's already gobbled up their time around the Christmas vacation, and now it's coming up on New Year's. Well, one good piece of news. I love good news. Arkansas has a governor named Asa Hutchinson, ASA. He's a Republican, kind of a moderate guy. He said, in retrospect, after COVID, he regrets that he took the stupid anti-masker, anti-vaxxer position, and he reversed himself, and a lot of the right-wing hacks went after him, but I think he's probably okay down there, although, you know, he's not going to be running for re-election. Anyway, he came out. He was on a phone call with governors, with Joe Biden the other day. He thanked Joe Biden in the phone call. He thanked him for depoliticizing the COVID response. Quote, Mr. President, I want to thank you for depoliticizing the COVID response. That is an unbelievable and huge development. This is a Republican governor from Arkansas. And we think of Arkansas as, oh, that's great. You know, Bill Clinton. Well, the Bill Clinton types in Arkansas are few and far between. Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents we'd had in the last 100 years. I mean, Bill Clinton was a genius at politics. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met. I have met him several times. And he was able to navigate all of the political shoals, and he's very rare. Usually you're Republicans down there. But Asa Hutchinson has publicly apologized for being snookered and hoodwinked and being anti-vaxxer and anti-masker. And now he comes out, and it's a conference call. It's a conference call with different governors, and most of them wouldn't get on it, you know, somebody like DeSantis. But the ones that did, no Republican normally is going to praise Joe Biden. And he said, Mr. President, thank you for depoliticizing the COVID response, end quote. That's very important. In other words, and Joe has said that. I mean, Joe Biden, look, this is a communicable disease, guys. Let's just get vaccinated. Let's wear masks. Let's socially distance. Let's put this behind us. Let's have herd immunity. But no, you know, you have the Ron Johnsons, and you have all of them saying we're anti-vaxxers. And as a result, something like 25% to 30% of the people won't get vaccines. And that's why we don't have herd immunity, because there's a huge playing field for the virus to mutate. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.